How many of you have overheard someone speak positively about a product which made you just have to try it out for yourself? You just happened to overhear someone say, Kohl's has everything 75% off, and you can't help yourself. You have to go to the website right then and check it out for yourself. Well, picture the scene in the text of John 17. Jesus is praying to the Father, but he's praying out loud. And he has prayed and he has asked the Father to keep his disciples, to keep them in his name so that they will be unified and to keep them from the evil one. Now, if I'm one of the disciples and I hear that, and they did, I would be feeling pretty confident. But as Jesus prays, he tells us how God will keep his disciples. And Jesus points us to the Word of God for our keeping, for our sanctification. Track with me how many times Jesus speaks of God's Word. In verse 6, he says, they have kept your Word. Verse 7, it says, I have given them the words that you have given me, and they have received them. Verse 14 says, I have given them your Word. And verse 17 says, sanctify them in your truth. Your Word is truth. So God keeps us, sanctifies us by his Word. Sanctification is a twofold process: to be separated from the Word, from the world, but also the drawing towards God in his Word. Simply removing yourself from the elements and influence of the world is not sanctification. Shunning the world and running to the Word is sanctification. Letting the Word of Christ chisel you so that more of Christ shows through you is sanctification. In other words, you can't have too much Bible in your life. And there's more need for the biblical literacy and biblical living today of God's people as I have ever seen. And the reason is because there is so much ooey-gooey Christianese speak that looks wholesome on the surface and uses some of the same language, but is really just self-help, say positive things about yourself out loud type of philosophy. And what you don't realize is that it is actually wolf in sheep's clothing, dangerous and divisive. So go to the Word, study the Word, pray the Word, learn the Word, love the Word. Realize that it is through God's Word that he sanctifies us. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Samba Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.